Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Ford is recalling nearly 1 million vehicles worldwide because the airbags could explode, sending shrapnel flying at the occupants. These are the vehicles included in the recall, which is part of the largest series of recalls in U.S. history. And the CDC warns the number of flu cases is on the rise, and it's already caused the death of 13 children. These 19 states are showing the highest levels of flu activity this season. And nobody sounded more shocked when Chicago Bears kicker Cody Parkey missed a potential game-winning field goal than Spanish radio announcer Ricky Ricardo.
No, señor! No, señor! No, señor! No, señor! Hey, papa! No, señor! No, señor! Chicago! Chicago!
No translation needed. He sounded exactly how every Bears fan was feeling. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Deidre Bolton. Deidre, two tech companies that normally compete are teaming up.
Hey, Kristen, that's right. Apple announcing a deal with its biggest rival, Samsung. Apple's going to be offering iTunes movies and shows on Samsung smart TVs. A new iTunes app will debut on Samsung TVs in more than 100 countries. This is part of Apple's push to become a tech and media services company more than a hardware one. Disneyland raising its theme park prices, so the price of the cheapest daily ticket at Disneyland will now cost more than $100. Disneyland catching up with sister park Disney World in Orlando, where the least expensive daily ticket is also more than $100. A Japanese man who paid a record $3.1 million for a giant tuna is now expressing some regrets. The sushi restaurant owner says he thinks he, quote, did too much when he bought the 600-pound bluefin tuna at the annual New Year's auction in Tokyo.
That's a big fish, but why was it so expensive?
The decrease in the supply of bluefin tuna appears to have caused a spike in prices so far this year.
Interesting story. Thanks, Deidre. Time now for the New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. Rosanna, my friend, another classic film is making its way to the stage.
Oh, get ready to cry your eyes out, Kristen, because love is love is love. The Notebook is coming to Broadway. Now, it's following the likes of Mean Girls, Kinky Boots, The Producers, the latest film to make the leap to Broadway. Now, it's based on that Nicholas Sparks book.
Right.
Back in 2004, there was a movie that was made starring Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams as the star-crossed lovers, and then James Garner and Gina Rowlands played the older version of the couple.
Oh.
So far, we know This Is Us producer Becca Bunstetter is writing the script. Singer Ingrid Michaelson is handling the music and the lyrics.
Amazing.
That's going to be so much fun. Dates have not been announced yet. No cast has been announced yet, but get that box of tissues ready.
I know. I'm in love with this idea. I can't wait. Now, in the meantime, on a different note, a Long Island woman has pleaded not guilty to a very odd crime.
Yeah, wait till you hear about this. Cameras are involved in Google searches. So, according to the DA, Renee Burke allegedly tried to kill her estranged husband by spiking his drinks with antifreeze, even asking one of their kids to help her do it. Her husband, Matthew, who has custody of the kids, thought that his wine and Pepsi tasted funny. So, at the urging of police, he set up cameras and he caught Renee breaking in and pouring pink liquid into a wine bottle. Now, a search of Renee's phone revealed some Google searches like antifreeze with alcohol and what liquids for cars can kill a human. Eek. Renee's due back in court February 7th. In the meantime, bail is set at $200,000 cash. Just so you know, do not do any Google searches that can come back and haunt you in a New York minute.
Very nice note, Rosanna. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow. Okay, we put a lot of work into making sure we're productive, right? But what about knowing what kind of sleeper we are? An article by Business Insider says there are four different sleep chronotypes. Dr. Michael Bruce, who calls himself the sleep doctor, labels the chronotypes as bears, lions, wolves, and dolphins. Let's start with bears. Bears have a body clock that works with the rise and fall of the sun. They work better on analytical tasks in the morning, starting their day at 7 a.m., but need to save the creative tasks for the afternoon. Next against lions. They naturally wake up and get going early, but their energy fades around mid-workday. The morning is a good time to talk to them about analytics. The afternoon is better for creativity. Third, wolves, or the night owls. They have the hardest time starting the workday at 9. Their morning should be spent planning the rest of the day and just gathering thoughts. The afternoon is the best time for projects requiring deep thought, since they're more energetic than others this time of day. And finally, dolphins. They typically have trouble sleeping. They should exercise as soon as they get up. The brainstorming should come in the morning. The jobs that require a lot of focus should be saved for the afternoon. Working with your chronotype could help improve health, happiness, and productivity. Well, it's common to upgrade homes before selling to get a better price. But how do you know which upgrades to make? The Wall Street Journal spoke with brokers and designers to figure out which luxury amenities attract demanding buyers. The words bright and light-filled were some of the most frequent keywords used in million-dollar home listings that sold fastest. Developers and designers recommend upgrading French doors that open to the outside with sliding or accordion doors made of glass. In the kitchen, quartzite counters are the new trend. They're tougher than granite and stainless than marble. Smart home systems that control music, lights, and thermostats are becoming more popular as well. A bathroom makeover can also attract buyers. Designers say their clients are asking for steam showers and freestanding tubs. The journal also found out some buyer turnoffs. Those included large built-in entertainment systems and bathtubs with jets. But when in doubt, a new coat of paint goes a long way as long as it's in a neutral color. All right, moving right along. The hosts played nice. Network TV went home empty-handed. And the HFPA spread the love with some surprising choices. With more on Sunday's 76th Golden Globes, we're joined by our friend Nikki Novak of Fandango. Nikki, I know we're here to talk about a lot of things, dress blew me away.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Being on that carpet is always amazing.
Yeah, well, let's talk about memorable moments.
Yes.
A lot happened last night.
Yes.
What
well, first of all, there was some legends there. You know, I love that Carol Burnett got the first ever Carol Burnett Award.
Amazing.
I mean, nobody else could have gotten that but her. You know, her speech was so classy. She sort of compared the old with the new. Rami Malek won for Best Actor. It was one of the big moments of the night. First of all, I think he's still in character as Freddie Mercury. He still sounds like
him. Does he talk like that?
He never used to. I don't know what's happening, but I think, but that's what's nice. I think he loved playing Freddie Mercury so much that he just doesn't want to leave it behind.
Yeah, right.
And then Glenn Close. Everybody expected to see Lady Gaga up there getting the Best Actress Drama Award, and she didn't win Glenn Close. But when Glenn said, "I've been acting for 45 years," and this was Lady Gaga's first film, I think everybody forgave Glenn Close for, you know, stealing the spotlight. Have to point out, Michael Douglas, Glenn Close, in the same room together. I was having a Fatal Attraction moment.
Yeah, I did too.
Can I just say it? Mm-hmm. I won't be ignored.
You can always say it. All right. So it did seem like a more muted show, like in terms of safe. Did you like the hosting choices?
Yeah, I absolutely thought they nailed it. And I thought they kept it moving. They were fun. And I think they did a really good job.
Now, prediction time. Everyone says the Golden Globes are kind of a precursor to the Oscars.
It is in a sense. It is in the sense that, you know, somebody who, like Glenn Close, who gave a great speech and not a lot of people saw The Wife. Now I think people are going to go out and see it. And, and now it maybe increases her chances of winning the Oscar over Lady Gaga. So I think big winners like Roma and Green Book and Bohemian Rhapsody. So I think this increases their chances going forward because there's a lot of attention on these films now. But in general, if you look at the Hollywood Foreign Press, it's made up of 88 people and the Oscar voters are about 8,000 people. There's only one person that overlaps.
Oh.
So it doesn't necessarily mean that what they like, you know, at the Hollywood Foreign Press, they're going to like at the Academy. So still anything can happen. And I think this could help A Star Is Born's chances that it kind of got shut out because people are like, what happened to A Star Is Born?
Yeah.
Now let's make sure we vote for it.
Well, we'll see what happens and stay comfortable because Nikki's staying with us after the break. We're checking out all of this year's hottest red carpet looks. Welcome back. So we've covered the awards, but we still have plenty more Golden Globes to talk about. And for my favorite part, we're joined by my friend and fashion expert, Sydney Sadig.
Hi.
So, hi, Sydney. We've got the girls all together.
Yes,
I love this. Girl talk.
This is so much fun. So, Sydney, I know this is like your Super Bowl, the awards season.
It is. You know, the Golden Globes is really the first major award show of the year, and it really sets the stage for all the amazing red carpet looks that we're going to see at the Grammys, the Oscars, and everything else to come.
Okay, let's talk about it then. What are the trends that you saw?
So one trend that really made a splash last night was white. This was the color of the night. Everyone from Dakota Fanning and Giorgio Armani to Sandra Oh, who hosted the show in Versace, really brought this color out. So another major trend were sequins. Sequins were all over last night's red carpet. Penelope Cruz, who I think can do no wrong, she really had a moment last night in Ralph and Russo. It was such a beautiful moment. And Penelope also incorporated another trend in that look, and that's bows. People at
home. Oh my gosh.
I was reading tweets and Insta stories, and people were very mixed on bows, but it was a trend. There were tons. Small bows, big bows.
So many.
And Nicole Kidman, when she turned around and she had that bow in her hair. Nikki, you said you didn't love it when we were talking.
It was a party in the front, it was a bow in the back. I did not like that.
Yeah, I didn't like it either. I was like, whoa, I had an emotional reaction to that.
It was a little jarring, but I do give her credit for thinking about the look from head to toe and not just stopping with the dress.
Now, the tough part, I think, is who were the winners, because I thought everyone looked so good, but let's talk about it. Who did you love? Nikki, let's start with you.
Oh my gosh, I think it's boring when nobody makes a mistake. I want people to be really badly, or somebody be badly dressed.
Yeah.
But Janelle Monáe.
Oh gosh.
Oh my gosh, she's just perfection. She's stunning. And then the entire cast of Black Panther, when they walked out on stage to present together, and they were color coordinated.
It gave me goosebumps.
Yeah. Oh, they looked absolutely. I've just got them too. They looked spectacular. I thought they were amazing.
Oh my gosh, what do you think?
Lady Gaga.
Love her.
Oh my gosh.
She was amazing. Yes, you said that was your favorite look of the night.
Yeah, showstopper. And I think, you know, and I was backstage, and when she came backstage in person, she was just, I mean, it was such a big ball gown.
Like, yeah, it was like this.
Well,
she like floated.
I don't know, she walked. I think she floated.
Right. There's a little fun fact with this dress.
Yeah.
So if you look back to the original movie of A Star is Born, Judy Garland, who played the Lady Gaga character, she actually wore a gown that looked exactly identical to this. So Lady Gaga really had this vision in mind.
Wow.
And what I also loved, she can pull anything off.
Yeah.
She had that periwinkle color going from her hair to her makeup to the shoes and that amazing Tiffany necklace. I mean, she can pull anything off. Edgy, sophisticated, so be it.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I wish we could talk about this all
day. I know,
this is fun. I know, so amazing. You guys, thanks for coming. I appreciate
it. Thank
you. Well, we've got to move on now to a new study that found that giving up drinking for just 30 days could have benefits that last much longer. Dry January started in the UK as part of a public health campaign. It's since spread to the US. After a holiday season when some people might drink more than usual, participants pass on alcohol for the first month of the new year. But researchers say that those who took part in a dry January, we're still drinking less 8 months later. The University of Sussex found that on average, participants drank a little over 4 days a week before taking part in Dry January. By August, that went down to a little over 3 days a week. Almost everyone in the survey said they felt they accomplished more. 88% said they saved money. 70% said they felt more healthy. More than half reported losing weight. The charity Alcohol Change UK, which started the movement, says more than 4 million people have taken part in the past few years. Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando has what you need to know today. So Danielle, I hear a new study says having two kids can be hard on your health.
Hi, Kristen. Where there is a new study out there that finds having two children can actually be bad for your mental health. According to the study in the Journal of Marriage and Family, second children doubles time pressures, especially in moms. Researchers say a mother's mental health improves with first children immediately following the birth and remains steady over the next few years. But with the second child, mom's mental health sharply declines and remains lower. Fighting with your partner may be doing you more good than you think. In fact, it may be the secret to a long life, but there is a catch. There is always a catch, right? The key here is making sure you're both handling the argument in the same way. Researchers at the University of Arizona looked at nearly 200 couples over a 30-year period, and they found that those who vented their anger lived longer than those who suppressed their feelings. Fanny packs, they are back and better than ever. According to a report by the NPD Group, the sale of fashion accessories grew 4% last year after a two-year decline, and fanny packs made up 25% of this growth. Fueling the trend, celebrities like Beyonce, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Rihanna have all been sporting the pouches. And that's what you need to know. I don't know why I just did all that. Maybe because I have no shame in saying I love me a good fanny pack. Kristen, back to you.
I'm with you, and I'm so happy they're making a comeback. Thanks, Danielle. Now to a sobering statistic. Every year, thousands of bikers and pedestrians are hit by cars, which is why we have today's Top 30 Steal, a LumaGlow LED reflective and light-up belt at a special 62% discount. This automatic brake light is perfect for cyclists and runners. It detects when you slow down and automatically begins flashing red to alert drivers. The multiple moving light patterns are visible from all angles, not just the front and back. And it easily fits over bags and bulky clothes. The LumaGlow LED reflective and light-up belt retails for as much as $50. But today, you can buy it for just $19. That's a 62% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. Your next food delivery might arrive in a car with no one behind the wheel. Cruise, the self-driving division of General Motors, has announced a partnership with delivery service DoorDash. The companies will test food delivery this year in San Francisco. Certain DoorDash orders will arrive in one of Cruise's self-driving Chevy Bolts. The test will also include grocery deliveries from stores in the area already working with DoorDash. More restaurants are trying to expand their delivery options for consumers demanding convenience. At the same time, delivery companies are trying to cut down on costs. One way to do that would be to eliminate drivers. Car makers are also trying to develop self-driving technology to make sure they don't get left behind. Ford has similar partnerships with Walmart and Domino's. Self-driving cars from Nuro are being used by Kroger for grocery deliveries in Arizona. The CEO of DoorDash says, "We see autonomous vehicles playing a major role in the future of delivery as consumer behaviors continue to shift online." Well, there's the old saying, secrets are no fun unless they're shared with everyone. Well, it turns out there may be some truth to that. Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity Daily podcast, is here with more. So, Cody, my friend, I hear holding on to secrets can actually be bad for us.
That's right, Kristen. According to research, the burden of keeping secrets has very real effects. A study from Columbia Business School with several hundred volunteers found that the average person is hiding 13 secrets. 5 of those were ones they never told anyone about. But more than that, the study showed that when the subject thought about their secrets, they actually acted like they were burdened by physical weight. This happened even when the subject wasn't hiding a particular secret at that moment. There's more research to back this up. A 2012 study showed that people who thought about or even suppressed an important secret estimated hills to be steeper, saw distances as farther, suggested physical tasks would require more effort, and were less likely to help others with physical tasks. So even if you're not actively hiding a secret, everything can be harder just by thinking about it. Our minds are always trying to resolve issues or reach goals, but a secret is a goal that can never be accomplished. That leaves one solution: just don't think about your secret. And hopefully someday soon, researchers will figure out the secret to doing just that. Kristen?
Okay, interesting report. Thanks, Cody. You can check out more on curiosity.com. Listen to this one. A new government report found that 30 million people are going to owe the IRS money this year. Having tax debt really impacts your life. The IRS can take your wages, file liens on your property, and keep you from traveling. Debt is so overwhelming, but it can be resolved. A fresh start is possible. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, you should call Civic Tax Relief for free information. You don't have to tackle this burden alone. Experts are waiting, ready to create a solution. Civic Tax Relief helps hardworking individuals and business owners negotiate and resolve tax debts. Some past due taxes may even be forgiven. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, and allow you to break free from debt. Call the special tax hotline now to see which new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. The consultation is free. Just call 800-375-1164. That's 800-375-1164. Don't wait. Call 800-375-1164 today. Losing weight is one of, if not the most popular New Year's resolution, but experts warn you shouldn't talk about your diet in front of your kids. According to research, parents who openly talk about dieting and controlling their weight are more likely to have kids with negative feelings about their bodies and unhealthy dieting behaviors. Of course, talking about health and fitness with your kids isn't out of the question, but research has shown it should be modeled with healthy behavior and framed in a positive light. Dr. Leslie Sim, a professor at the Mayo Clinic, says parents should really look into your reasons to lose weight because a young child might think it's about appearance or self-acceptance. Then you can say things like, "Mom wants to go to the gym so she can get stronger and have more energy." Studies have found that kids as young as 5 can develop deep concerns about their body image, and 25% of kids have dieted by age 7. So while you might be trying to trim down and lose some of that holiday weight, save your diet talk for when the kids aren't around. And that's it for today's show. Thank you for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. A new kind of breathalyzer could save millions of lives, but it doesn't look for alcohol. Plus, you can now shop for furniture without leaving the house in this virtual living room. And the world's first jetpack racing league takes off this year. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.